Russ Barr Morning Show coming up in 1 minute. I'll talk to the President of the United States. Stay right there.
Millions are watching the new Star Pack Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, my goodness, that's what I'm talking about.
And this week, the stars keep coming with Denzel Washington, Adam Sandler, Dierks Bentley, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Paul Rudd, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaun White, Iron Mike Tyson. And tonight, Jimmy's got Reese Witherspoon, Fred Armisen, and Rick Ross.
We have a great show tonight.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, followed by the premiere of Late Night with Seth Meyers, tonight on NBC.
We must dream as they dreamed, because the paint is not the only thing we need to defend. We must believe as they believed, because an assist is not only for baskets. And since not every performance is caught on camera, we must remember that to get what we want, we have to suit up on and off the court. This is the game we love. This is for those who have inspired us to reach higher. The NBA celebrates Black History Month and honors those who have dared to dream big.
Russ, you talked to the president the other day?
Yes, I did. And of course, it was really great. He had me waiting for a long time. Remember one time he had me waiting and I...
It's the president of the United States. You wait for the president. What's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
I don't think they got the memo. It's Russ Parr. You better get to it.
Whoa. I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait.
Anyway, the president on the line. Good morning, Mr. President.
Russ.
Mr. President.
What's going on, brother?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking the time.
No problem. You know, I was sitting here waiting, thinking, well, maybe I should just leave the president high and dry. But I thought better of it. You know.
Well, you know, every once in a while, I get a little bit of props from some folks.
So. Yeah. The Affordable Care Act, of course, there's lots of questions that everybody has. And I wanted to take a moment here to discuss what the benefit of the act is for African Americans.
Well, look, this is very straightforward. First of all, the majority of people already have health insurance through the job. Mm-hmm. And if you've got health insurance through the job that you're satisfied with, that is helping your family, that's great. There are a whole bunch of folks who don't have health insurance. Mm-hmm. And disproportionately in the African-American community, we've got a lot of uninsured. And that's particularly true, by the way, among young people. What folks need to understand is that for you to be walking around without health insurance is a very dangerous thing, because you don't know what curveballs life may throw at you. Mm-hmm. You don't know if, heaven forbid, you might get an accident. You don't know if suddenly you contract an illness or somebody in your family has an illness. And a lot of times people don't have health insurance because they don't get it automatically on the job. It costs money. Mm-hmm. But what we've done is we've set up a mechanism where you can get high-quality, affordable health insurance. Many people will qualify for tax subsidies, tax credits, mm-hmm. so that the ultimate cost is $100 a month or less, which means you can get health insurance for less than your cable bill sometimes or your cell phone bill. But it gives you the security where if you get sick, if mm-hmm. you get in an accident, if something happens, you're not going to have your house taken away from you. You're not going to have your bank account emptied out. You're not going to be in a situation where you may not be able to get the care you need. And for you to have that peace of mind, that mm-hmm. kind of security, and also be able to get regular checkups,
right.
have prevention, you know, be able to get certain services through mm-hmm. your doctor to stay healthy,
right.
is something that is priceless. And you have an opportunity right now. Everybody who's listening can sign up for health insurance if they get on our website, healthcare.gov. For a while it wasn't working. It's working very well now.
Right.
You've got more than 3.5 million people who've already signed up. They've discovered that it is a really good deal for them.
Right.
There are a whole bunch of different plans they can choose from. So, it's not one size fits all. If you're a single mom with two kids and you don't have health insurance, you may qualify for something that's different and makes sense for you compared to a 28-year-old young man
right.
Who's unmarried and healthy. But either way, you'll be able to find good bargains because insurance companies are competing for your business on this website.
Well, let me speak to this right quick, because there are a lot of people that are a little intimidated by their insurance carrier, because my insurance carrier tried to hustle me. I failed. And maybe, Mr. President, you may not be able to speak to this. But they tried to get me to sign long-term with them, saying that, you know, I needed to do this by such and such date. And I realized what they wanted me to do is not go out there and compare rates.
Exactly.
Have you been finding that out?
Because here's the good news is the way we've set up this website, healthcare.gov, you're already comparing rates on the website. So you can shop and you can look at all the rates that are being provided by providers and insurers in your state. You can get a sense of what is the best bargain for you. But the one thing you do have to keep in mind, though, is that the period to sign up ends on March 31st.
Okay.
So if you want to lock in the rates for this year and get insurance this year under this plan, then you've got to sign up by March 31st, which means folks only have about 5 weeks left.
Right.
And so what we're trying to emphasize to everybody is check out the website, healthcare.gov. If you don't like using a website, you can call 1-800-318-2596, 1-800-318-2596. Don't believe all the misinformation that's out there. Because that's all politics, and that is all directed towards me coming from the other side. Check out for yourself whether this makes sense.
Absolutely.
You're not paying anything by
it's not going to cost you anything to check it out for yourself. And you know, guys, avoid the fear factor out there. Mr. President, listen, I know that you got to talk to a lot of other people. I appreciate you taking me first. I'm on board. I'm on board with the Affordable Care Act. I don't care what you call it. It's a good thing for America.
It's a good thing for America, and it's a good thing for your listeners. I guarantee you, Russ, you've got a lot of listeners. A whole bunch of those folks do not have health insurance. Many of them qualify for tax credits that allow you to get cheap health insurance. Many of your listeners may qualify for Medicaid in their states, and they don't know it. In which case, it's free.
Wow.
So what we need to do is to make sure that between now and March 31st, you pump up healthcare.gov, get on the website, or call 1-800-318-2596. It is important for your health. It is important for your family. It's important for your pocketbook. And it's important for the country because we want to make sure that everybody has health care. When they're not using the emergency room but getting regular checkups instead, everybody's better off. And African-Americans are at risk for certain diseases because they don't get checkups, things like prostate cancer, breast cancer. We die at higher rates because we don't get regular checkups.
There you go. All Mr. Right. President, thank you so much, man. And you have
Appreciate
yourself a great day, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.